It is time for a teacher transparency alert. And I want you to know before I ever get started on this episode, this is a difficult episode to record because it's going to be just 100% vulnerable. It's going to definitely contain laughter and love, but it's also going to contain heartfelt, real life shit. And if you are in a place where you need that, then you're in the right spot. But here's what I have realized is sometimes we don't know that we're in that spot because sometimes we deflect and sometimes we point blame in places where it doesn't actually belong. In fact, let me ask you a question. If at any point in this year, what I'm about to say, this sounds like something that you have thought or felt or experienced, have you been in a place in the past 365 days where you're like, my job isn't right, my communication with students and parents isn't right, things just feel way too hard at school, why are the students acting like this? Like, those are all real life things that happen in our professional lives. But here's what we sometimes miss. Sometimes our professional lives are really hard or harder than what they need to be because our personal life is in a tough spot, because our personal life is struggling, because our personal life has been put on the back burner. And what we say is, when things get better at school, I will be able to do this at home. When things get better as a teacher, I will have more time and attention for family and friends and those kinds of things. And so we deflect and we're constantly waiting for things to get better in one area of our life so we can dedicate time and attention to another area of our life. If that sounds like a spiral and a cycle that you have experienced, then I want you to be a part of this episode. Because we're not even talking about teacher life in this episode. We're talking about your real life. We are talking about the personal side of things and how we cannot thrive in a school. We cannot thrive in a classroom until we've got our stuff and our shit in check. And so we're going to dive into 8 different areas of life that I want to make sure are good so that our teacher life can be good, so that you are happy and healthy as a whole person, because that's what we want for our students. We focus on the whole child, but when was the last time you focused on all of you? We're going to take a look at the 8 things and the 8 areas that I think are really holding us back, but how we can harness those exact same 8 things to make this upcoming year our best year yet. And that's not toxic positivity. That's not some like hoorah bullshit. That is some real life stuff that we're delivering in this episode. So if you're down for some hard, if you're down for some gritty, if you are down for some motivation and some reflection, let's get into it.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
Let me begin this episode by saying, if you feel like you are a mess or your life is a mess right now, you're not alone. I know that we live in a culture right now where we see stuff on social media. We are streaming through TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. And we look at other people's successes and we look at other people's situations. And sometimes we compare and sometimes we get embarrassed and sometimes we get just depressed and it's toxic. And I want you to know if you've experienced that, like, same. I get it. I know that sometimes on social media, people, normal people, come off as public figures. They come off as like social media celebrities. But behind every single person is a slew of celebrations, which is usually what people are posting, but also a slew of struggles. And so I want to be vulnerable in the fact that this past calendar year has been one of the most difficult years that I have had in a lot of different areas of my life. And I didn't really see it coming in those areas. I definitely have a new job in this past calendar year, and it's been really good. And I'm really happy with so many areas of my job. But when it comes to professional stuff, that's not where I'm currently hitting roadblocks. That's not where I'm currently hitting the stumbling blocks. And this past year, and I'm wondering if you can relate, I have been thrown some definite curveballs when it comes to relationships with family and friends. I've definitely hit some curveballs when it comes to faith and what that means. And I'm not even talking about religion here. I'm talking about faith and the structure of that. I've definitely hit some massive roadblocks when it comes to fitness. And those are all three really important things in my life. And when those three things feel like they are coming down on me, when they feel like they are caving in on me, it becomes really difficult to be a great teacher. It becomes really difficult to be a good friend. It becomes really difficult to be my best self. And I'm not sure what pillars of life are most important to you, but I think this is a really good time and space to explain what I think, from my vantage point, are the 8 most common pillars outside of work. Because remember, most of you who are listening are in education, but this is not a professional episode. This is a personal episode. And I think there are kind of 8 areas of life that when those are in check, things are great. And so let me just list those for you. They're fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, fear, finances, and the future. And I told you at the beginning of the episode, I've been struggling with some of those areas. And I want to dive into some of those struggles because I think one of the most powerful things that we can do for each other and with each other is be transparent. Because I think we can learn a lot from how we struggle through things, how we cope with things, and how we recover from those roadblocks. But I want you to know that there have been areas of my life, and I'm sure there's been areas of your life in the past year that have been really, really good. For example, the area of fun. This past year has been so fun. In fact, one of the things that I want to cheer myself on with and lift myself up with, because I think we need to do that more often. When you cheer yourself on, when you celebrate your own successes, that's not being arrogant. That's not being cocky. That's not being conceited. That's saying like, hell yeah, girl, good for you. And so I had a ton of fun this past year. I got to go to Europe for the very first time. I went to London and Paris with 2 of my favorite people in my whole life. Jack and Rachel went to Europe with me and we had an amazing time. And we got to be in Paris just a few days before the Olympics and it was so much flipping fun. Additionally, I got to go to the Hawaiian Islands that I had never been to. I was there for work, but I got to do a little bit of leisure, and it was amazing. How do I have the most fun? When I travel. And this past calendar year, I had a lot of cool, unique, special, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to have fun. And I want to celebrate that. Because that is paired with a massive struggle that I have been having with faith. And here's what's interesting about faith is, oftentimes with faith, it comes down to like doctrine, or it comes down to like church rules or regulations, or, you know, what do you practice? What religion do you practice? And for me, faith is definitely more of a journey. Faith is definitely more of a personal thing. But I think in this past year, I have let other people's rules and other people's regulations and other people's opinions absolutely dictate my faith journey. And it makes me sad, and it makes me frustrated, and it makes me jaded. And that's really, really hard when I am letting other people take something away from me that is personal. And that has been a really big roadblock. And I know that there are a bunch of you listening who maybe can relate, or maybe somebody said something or did something, or you experienced something or watched something at some point or read something where faith got fractured for you. And I need you to know that, like, you're not alone in that. And I am working through that on a personal level. I've also struggled this past year with fitness. In this past year, I have lost weight, and then I have gained that weight back, and then I have lost that weight again, and then I have gained that weight again. And I want to remind everyone, years only have 12 months in them. So if you can lose and gain and lose and gain weight, that is an absolute emotional and physical roller coaster, because fitness is something that I've always struggled with. And it's crazy because some of you are like, girl, didn't you run like 48 miles in 48 hours? Yeah, I did this past year. Can you believe it? And I ran a half marathon. And I've participated in other races. And still on that journey, I have gained and lost and gained and lost weight. The reason why I'm describing this journey to you is to prove that this is not complaining. This is constructive. Because while I am saying I've gone through a lot of hard things, I know that you've gone through a lot of hard things. And maybe you're still feeling stuck. The reason why I'm not complaining or comparing is because I have found some constructive ways and some systems and some strategies to get out of the shit, to get out of the funk. And I wonder if you're in a place where you need that. It's October, likely, when you're listening to this, or maybe it's November, maybe it's December. Hell, you could be listening to this in July. I think that people get incredibly motivated right before the new calendar year. I think if you're a teacher, some of us get incredibly motivated right before the new school year. Whenever you are finding this, I want you to know that structures and systems can be in place to catapult you out of the funk. But I think if you happen to be listening to this in October or early November, or even early December or late December, pretty much any time. If you're listening to that right now, if you're listening to this episode right now, this is also a really powerful time, because there is something really awesome coming up. It's called the new year. There's also something coming up called 365 Days of Awesome, and I'm going to give you all of the details on that, because some of you know that I lead lots of courses for teachers. 21-day courses, 21-day challenges, where we can really dive into ideas and solutions and strategies and support in a really fun, supportive, flexible environment. And those courses are generally about school, things like classroom management, student engagement, school culture. But I have a course, and this is only the second year that I've ever offered it, and the course is called 365 Days of Awesome. And it is a course that is about personally thriving so we can professionally thrive. call it self-care, call it, you know, therapy, call it whatever you want. I don't care what you call it. But what I will say is it's good for our hearts and it's good for our heads to be in a place where we feel like we are at our best. And so 365 days of awesome is all about focusing on those 8 pillars of life, having fun, looking at or maybe restoring your faith, spending quality time with family, really looking at what fitness is and what goals are realistic for you, developing or building or cherishing those friendships, looking at fear in the face and saying, F you, fear, you don't have a hold on me anymore. Finances, which can be freaking hard sometimes, especially on educator budgets. And then also the future, being future and focused on the forward and what it can mean to thrive, not today, but tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and how those can snowball into something incredibly special. And so I want you to know that while I have had some really tough stuff with faith and fitness, I've also been able to take fear and grab it by its head and say, nuh-uh, fear, no. I have been able to overcome some challenges that I have with letting that take a hold of me. I want you to also know that it's been a good year because I've met some financial goals that I had set for myself this year, but I've reached some financial goals that I set for myself 10 years ago, and they just came to fruition this year. That is something freaking awesome and great to celebrate. I've also lost friends this year. And when I say lose friends, it's not because our relationship got fractured. It's because we're a really far distance away from each other. I feel like I am in a space in my life where all of my closest friends have now moved away. And that is so hard to not have any friends that you can call up on a Friday night and be like, girl, tacos, you want to go do a chip and dip? Or, hey, friend, it's been quite the week. I'm sure it's been quite the week in your classroom. Want to go to a movie? Want to hang out? Want to binge watch the new season of Love is Blind on Netflix? And to not have a friend in the town that you live in, or honestly, with even an hour away, my closest friend when it comes to like physical proximity, my closest like BFF is now an hour away. And I've got another friend who's 5 hours away, 6 hours away, a flight away. I'm in a weird spot in my life where friendship is hard because people are freaking moving and getting married and having kids and starting to settle somewhere else. But I also am looking ahead to the future and I'm actively pursuing friendships. I know that seems crazy because I'm nearly 40 years old. Like, who starts pursuing friendships again in their 40s? Me, I guess. And if you are in that same spot where you're like, I want friends, I need new friends or more friends or better friends, look ahead to the future and what are you doing to create that? I don't know if your problems are things that are similar to my problems. I don't know how much you're relating to my specific scenarios, but I do know that it is likely when we look at those 8 pillars of fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, fear, finance, and future, I'm gonna guess that there are a couple of those pillars that you're like, girl, I'm thriving. Girl, things are so good in that area. And yes, I'm cheering you on. I'm also going to guess when we look at fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, fear, finances in the future, there are a few of those that really were hard to hear. That you're like, girl, I wish you would have freaking stopped on that one. I wish you would have not said that one because that one you kind of want to avoid. And I don't want this upcoming calendar year to be where we are avoiding things. I want us to totally tackle the stuff that we have been smashing down. I want us to be incredibly proactive about some things. And so that's why I want to invite you to officially participate in the upcoming course called 365 Days of Awesome. a 21-day fun, flexible virtual course that is all about celebrating every single day of the upcoming year. It's actually based off of a book that I wrote called 365 Days of Awesome, which is my very first book that has literally nothing to do with education and has everything to do with us on a personal level. It has everything to do with us thriving in those 8 pillars of life so we can be our best teachers, so we can be the best spouse, so we can be the best friend, so we can be the best church member, so we can be the leader of our fitness club. Whatever it is that is important to you, I want that to remain important to you, but it literally can't if you are suffering and if you are sliding and if you feel like you cannot just get your shit together. If you can't get it together, you're not alone. And I want to walk by you, alongside you, and cheer you on and clap you on and give you some of the solutions and give you some of the structures and systems that I've used to get myself out of the funk. Or if you're not ready to get out of the funk, you need to just face the funk first, how we can approach that. I am not a motivational guru. I am not some sort of like New York Times best-selling author on mindset and motivation. I am not those things. But here's what I am. I am a person just like you who wants to love life. I want to thrive. I want to do anything and everything possible in a realistic, relevant way to make sure that this upcoming year is my best year yet. And I want to do that alongside of you. So if you can relate to any of this, or I said something that is going to be on your heart and head when you stop this episode, because some of you have heard this and you're like, no, I'm not ready for that. And then about an hour from now or a day from now, this conversation, this audio is still going to be in the back of your head. And I want you to know, if it still is, it is probably a sign or a symbol, whatever you want to call it, that maybe this is for you. And the good news is registration for the 365 Days of Awesome course is open right now. You can check it out at monicajunta.com/courses. I'm also going to put a direct link in the show notes, so you can just click on that and check it out and see if it's a good fit. But it's 21 days during November. It's fun, it's flexible, and it is going to be freaking powerful. And I would love for you to be a part of it if you think it's a good fit, or if you think it's something that you need to fit into your life. See what I did there? Sometimes things are a good fit, and sometimes we need to fit things into our current structure. I'm not sure where you fall, but I do know this. 365 Days of Awesome is possible. And sometimes what we have to do is find those little moments that have the power to change everything. Because even on the days where I was crying over people's opinions, even on the days when I was crying when I stepped off the scale, even on the days when I waved goodbye to my BFF who is now 6 hours away, even on those days where I was sad and frustrated and just feeling down, guess what happened on those days? There were still little moments of awesome to celebrate. There were still those little memories and those little pieces of momentum that were going to get me into the next day to find something to celebrate. And I want to celebrate living life with you. I want to celebrate this upcoming year with you. So you can check out monicajunta.com/courses, or you can click direct link in the show notes so you can check out this upcoming course that is going to start soon. It is starting in early November, but you still got time to get signed up. I really do want you to know that the pillars of fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, fear, finances, and the future, those can all be aligned. Those can all be manageable. I would even argue that those can all be great. I think sometimes we just have to step out of our comfort zone to see, feel, and experience that. And I would love to do that with you. Now, if you were like, girl, this episode was great, but it was not really why I listened to this, fear not. Moving forward, in next week, we are going to go back to some teacher content. But you know how I feel about being real and raw and relevant about things that are happening. And sometimes we just have to hit pause on the professional life and say hello to the personal life. And I felt like I needed to do that today. So thanks for being here with me. Thanks for listening. And because you're probably a teacher listening to this episode, thanks for living this teacher life.